know if you would call it revelation of the method, but when you have multi-millionaires talking about hardcore atrocity, then you know it's already too late to do something about it. Okay? They only come out of the closet when people don't have the rope and the torches and the pitchforks going. Then they make a million a minute when they talk about it. Now we got mainstream. We got mainstream platforms pushing out hardcore atrocity. Everyone's just talking about smoking weed. Everyone's smoking weed, talking about it. On a mainstream show, they're going to talk about this hardcore atrocity, and they're all going to pretend like they're leading the charge. They're spearheading all this stuff. Get the fuck out of my face. And they call each other out. Yeah, P. Diddy this, this and that. Freaking all the black beans are down low, brothers, this and that. The guy's got millions in his bank. We're supposed to sit there and talk about it like he's a regular Joe. He's a regular Joe giving you revelations. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? These guys are so cool, man. I can't believe it, man. The living that he makes. Like, it's so dangerous to talk about these things, man. Baphomet and all that stuff. I can't believe how real he is, man. How real? You look at his bank statement. This is stuff that people that understood atrocity. I'm not telling you to understand it, but people that understood these things known for years and years and years. Oh, you want to get into conspiracies? All of a sudden, everyone's making $20 million a week talking about it. Yeah, well, you see, Baphomet. Fuck you, dude. Coming out here talking about Baphomet. These guys get paid millions of dollars to soften the blows of the atrocity. It's crazy. These people aren't heroes. They collect a paycheck. And there's nothing wrong with collecting a paycheck. You have to. And I appreciate it, but don't try that jive on me.